The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 18, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on March 31st, 2010, in Tartu, Estonia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, in Chapter Number 5, Text number 18. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Guru na sasyat, svajano na syasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, Daivang na tatsyan na patishtya sasyan, namoche yad yasamupetya mrityum. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod.
Ja, et loeme siis täna Srimad Bhagavatamist viiendast laulust, viies peatükke, 18. värss. Nii, ja siis Srila Prabhupada tõlge on selline, et see, kes ei suuda vabastada neid isikuid, kes temast sõltuvad korduva sünni ja surma teelt, mitte kunagi ei peaks hakkama vaimseks õpetajaks, isaks, abikaasaks, emaks, või siis teenitavaks pooljumalaks.
Purport. There are many spiritual masters, but Vrishabhadeva advises that one should not become a spiritual master if he is unable to save his disciple from the path of birth and death. Unless one is a pure devotee of Krishna, he cannot save himself from the path of repeated birth and death. Chaktva dehang punarjanma naiti mam meti sorjana. One can stop birth and death only by returning home back to Godhead. However, one who can go back to Godhead, who can go back to Godhead unless he understands the Supreme Lord and Truth? Janma karma chamedivyam evang yobati tatvataha. We have many instances in history illustrating Vrishabhadeva's instructions. Shukracharya was rejected by Bali Maharaj due to his inability to save Bali Maharaj from the path of repeated birth and death. Shukracharya was not a pure devotee. He was more or less inclined to fruitive activity. And he objected when Bali Maharaj promised to give everything to Lord Vishnu. Actually, one is supposed to give everything to the Lord because everything belonged to the Lord. Consequently, the Supreme Lord advises in Bhagavad Gita 9:27, Yat koroshi yadasnasi yat johosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi konteya tat kodushva madarpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as whatever austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. This is bhakti. Unless one is devoted, he cannot give everything to the Supreme Lord. Unless one can do so, he cannot become a spiritual master, a husband, a father, or mother. Similarly, the wives of the Brahmins who were performing sacrifices gave up their relatives just to satisfy Krishna. This is an example of a wife rejecting a husband who cannot deliver her from the impending dangers of birth and death. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj rejected his father and Bharat Maharaj rejected his mother. Janani Nasasyat. The word Daivam indicates a demigod or one who accepts worship from a dependent. Ordinarily, the spiritual master, husband, father, mother, or superior relative accepts worship from an inferior relative. But here, Vrishabhadeva forbids this. First, the father, spiritual master, or husband must be able to release the dependent from repeated birth and death. If he cannot do this, he plunges himself into the ocean of reproachment for his unlawful activities. Everyone should be very responsible and take charge of his dependents, just as a spiritual master takes charge of his disciple or a father takes charge of his son. All these responsibilities cannot be discharged honestly unless one can save the dependent from repeated birth and death. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Ritam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamritamscha. So, human life is a life of responsibility.
Niin siis inimelu on vastutustundlik elu.
Nowadays, people want to give up responsibility.
Tänapäeval on niimoodi, et inimesed tahavad vastutusest loobuda.
They think, why be responsible? Let me simply enjoy my senses.
Inimesed mõtlevad, miks võtta vastutust? Parem ma lihtsalt naudin oma meeli.
But what is the result of this indriya seva, sense enjoyment?
Aga mis siis on selle indriya seva, ehk meete teenimise tagajärg?
The animals are engaged full in sense enjoyment.
Et loomad ju täiesti rakendavad ennast meelde nautimisse.
So, one who engages in sense enjoyment, they become animal in their next life.
Et see inimene, kes ennast lihtsalt rakendab ainult meelde nautimisse, temasse tervise elus loob.
Therefore, one must be trained from the very beginning.
Et sellepärast peab siis inimest juba alguse teise nagu väikses peale õpetama.
To hear and chant the glories of God.
Õpetama teda kordama ja kuulama Jumala ilgusest.
Machchita mangata prana bodhiyanta parasparam katiyantam kantiyantaschit. What is it? Kantiyantam samam yasyam tashyanti chavramanti cha. The devotees of the Lord are released from the pure devotees dwell in me.
Et Bhagavad Gita siis on Krishna ütleb, et minu puhaste pühendunud mõtted on minule suunatud.
Their lives are surrendered unto me.
Nende elud on alistunud minule.
And they derive great satisfaction and bliss.
Ja nad saavad siis suurt naudingut ja õndsust.
Enlightening one another and conversing about me.
Valgustades üksteist ja rääkides siis omavahel minust.
So this is the taste that we must cultivate.
Ja see on siis see maitse, mida me peame kultiveerima, arendama.
To hear and chant about Krishna.
Et siis kuulata, korrata Krishnast.
Every one of us wants satisfaction.
Iga üks meist tahab saada rahuldust.
We want to be happy.
Me tahame olla õnnelikud.
We want taste.
Me tahame maitset.
We want rasa.
Me tahame rasat.
We want pleasure.
Me tahame naudingut.
We want enjoyment.
Me tahame rahuldust, naudingut.
Everyone wants.
Iga üks tahab.
So unless you can find that enjoyment in Krishna Katha,
et kui te ei leia seda naudingut Krishna Kathas,
then you must seek that enjoyment in Indriya Seva, serving your senses.
Siis sellisel juhul peate leidma seda naudingut Indriya Sevas, meelte nautimises.
If you derive that pleasure from Indriya Seva, you are heading for the animal kingdom.
Aga kui te saate siis seda naudingut ainult Indriya Sevas, meelte nautimises, siis te suundute juba loomaliigi poole.
Therefore, one must cultivate a taste for hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna.
Ja seega inimene peab arendama maitset, et maitset Krishnast kuulemise ja kordamise vastu.
In order to become delivered back to the spiritual existence.
Selleks, et jõuda tagasi vaimsesse eksistentsi.
And to protect oneself from going down to the animal kingdom.
Ja kaitsta ennast minemast alla loomakuningriigi.
Therefore, no one who is guru, one who is father, one who is husband, one who is mother, they must teach their dependents how to develop a taste for Krishna Katha.
Ja see, kes on vain lõpetaja, abikaasa, isa, ema, nemad siis peavad õpetama neid, kes on nende sõltuvad, kuidas
on very beginning of life.
Juba elu alguses peale.
Even while the baby is still within the womb.
Isegi juba selles peale, kui laps on ema isas.
One must be exposed to Krishna Katha.
Siis inimene peab olema juba kokku puutuma Krishna Kathaga.
Hare Krishna Kirtan.
Hare Krishna Kirtanaga.
Discussion of the teachings of Krishna.
Krishna õpetustest arutlemine.
Discussion of the qualities of Krishna.
Krishna omadustest rääkimine.
Discussion of the activities of Krishna.
Ja Krishna tegevustest rääkimine.
This which gives the greatest happiness.
Et see on see, mis on kõige kõrgemat õnne.
This which gives the greatest satisfaction.
Ja see on see, mis annab kõige kõrgemat rahuldust.
From the very beginning of life, the child must be given this by the parents.
Et juba elu alguses peale, siis see on see, mida laps peab saama oma vanematel.
And the spiritual master must train his disciples how to get this taste.
Ja vaim õpetaja peab õpetama õpilasi, et kuidas saada seda maitset.
If the spiritual master does not train his disciples how to get this taste for Krishna Katha,
ja kui vaim õpetaja ei õpeta õpilased, kuidas seda maitset saada, mis sa kata vastu?
And if the parents do not train the child how to get the taste of Krishna Katha,
ja kui vanemad ei õpeta oma last, et kuidas saada maitset Krishna Katha vastu,
then that guru and those parents, they are the worst enemy.
Siis selline guru ja sellised vanemad on kõige suuremad vaenlased.
They are enemy.
Nad on vaenlased.
If the guru doesn't train his disciple how to become Krishna conscious, he is enemy of that disciple.
Et kui guru ei õpeta õpilased, kuidas jõuda Krishna teadusesse?
If the parents do not train the child how to be Krishna conscious.
Ja kui vanemad ei õpeta lapsed, kuidas laps saab jõuda Krishna teadusesse?
They are enemy of that child.
Need on selle lapse vaenlased.
Why we can say such strong word enemy?
Aga miks me võime kasutada sellist tugevat sõna?
Do you know why we say this strong word enemy?
Teate, miks me kasutame sellist tugevat sõna nagu vaenlane?
Because the guru who does not train his disciples to get a taste for Krishna Katha.
Sest see guru, kes ei õpeta õpilasi saamaks maitse Krishna Katha vastu.
And the parent who does not train the child how to get that taste for Krishna Katha.
Ja siis see vanem, kes ei õpeta oma last saamaks maitse Krishna Katha vastu.
They are sending that disciple and they are sending that child to the animal kingdom.
Ja saadavate selle õpilase ja lapse loomariiki.
So if someone sends you to the animal kingdom, he is your enemy.
Ja keegi saadab selle loomariiki, siis ta on ju sinu vaenlane.
Even if he is posing as guru.
Isegi kui ta esitab ennast kui guru.
Or as political leader.
Või poliitiline juht.
Or as friend.
Või sõber.
If he does not, by his association, encourage you to be Krishna conscious.
Et kui tema läbi oma suhtluse ei julgusta teid saamaks Krishna teadusesse.
He is not leader, he is not friend, he is not parent, he is not guru, simply rascal.
Ei ole ta ei juht, ei guru, ei vanem, ei sõber, ta on lihtsalt üks nurjus.
Therefore we have to be very careful who we accept as guru.
Seega me peame olema väga, väga ettevaatlikud, kelle me võtame vastu oma guruks.
Just because he has a very big beard and long hair and he can hold a lotus flower very twirl a lotus flower very attractively in his fingers, you see.
Et see on ainult sellepärast, et kellelgi on suur habe ja ta suudab lootusville väga niimoodi attraktiivselt oma näppude vahel muljuda.
Or he can make some ashes come out of his photograph.
Või see, et ta suudab oma pildist mingit tuhka välja pritsida.
Such gurus, they are useless.
Ja sellised gurud on kasutatud.
You need to find a guru who can deliver you from birth and death.
Te peate leidma guru, kes suudab teid sünnist ja surmast avastada.
If you can find that person who can deliver you from birth and death.
Et kui sa suudate leida selle isiku, kes on võimele vabastama teid sünnist ja surmast.
Then you should fully surrender to his lotus feet.
Te peate täielikult alistuma tema lootus ja allkõnele.
Give your life completely in his service.
Anna oma kogu elu tema teenimiseks.
So this is our Krishna consciousness movement.
See on meie Krishna teaduse liikumine.
You must become qualified to go back to home, back to Godhead.
Et te peate olema kvalifitseeritud, minemaks tagasi koju, tagasi Jumala juurde.
There's a very interesting statement in this purport.
Et on olemas, selles selgituses on väga huvitav koht.
Prabhupada says, unless you are a pure devotee, you cannot save yourself from birth and death.
Siin Prabhupada ütleb, et kui inimene ei ole puhas pühendunud, siis ta ei ole võimelise ennast päästma sünnist ja surmast.
That means not only does the guru have to be a pure devotee.
Et mitte ainult guru ei ole oma puhas pühendunud.
The disciples also must be pure devotees.
Et ka õpilased peavad olema puhtad pühendunud.
I have some disciples here, initiated disciples here in this room today with me. Three of you are my initiated disciples. So you should know that not only does your guru have to be a pure devotee, disciple also must be a pure devotee.
Teie guru ei ole peale on puhas pühendunud, vaid ka teise pealt on puhtalt.
If you want to go back to Godhead, you cannot save yourself from the repetition of birth and death unless you are a pure devotee.
Et ei suuda ennast sünnist surmast vabastada, kui ei ole puhtalt pühendunud.
So do not think that as long as my guru is a pure devotee, then I'm okay.
Et ärge mõelge, et nii kaua kui minu guru on puhas pühendunud, nii kaua siis kõik on hästi.
No.
Ei ole.
You must also be pure devotee.
Ja teie peate olema puhtalt pühendunud.
Your spiritual master is ordering you to become pure devotee.
Ja vaine õpetaja käsib teil saada puhtaks pühendunuks.
But I'm not only speaking to my disciples.
Aga ma ei räägi seda ainult oma õpilastele.
I want that all of you shall become delivered from birth and death.
Ma tahan, et te kõik saaksite vabaks sünnist ja surmast.
Even if you simply take me as your friend, which of course I am,
isegi kui te võtate mind vastu lihtsalt oma sõpra, mis ma kindlasti ka olen.
And it's my duty, as your friend also, to see that you're going back to home, back to Godhead.
Et ka minu kohus, kui teie sõber, on teha niimoodi, et läheks te tagasi Jumala juurde.
It's my duty to see that you will not go to the animal kingdom.
See on minu kohus teha nii, et ei lähe taga, lähe loomariiki.
So, we are giving you these instructions coming from Prabhupada and the previous acharyas.
Et me siis anname teile neid õpetusi, juhendusi, mis tuleb Prabhupada, teelevad et acharyatel.
And we sincerely hope that you will take them with all seriousness.
Ja me väga tõsiselt loodame, et te võtate neid väga tõsiselt ka vastu.
This is not joke.
Siin ole nali.
At the time of death, if you are Krishna conscious, you will go back to Godhead.
Et surma hetkel, kui te olete Krishna teaduses, te lähete tagasi Jumale juurde.
And if you are not Krishna conscious, you will take another womb.
Ja kui te ei ole Krishna teaduses, siis te teed sünnit uuesti.
Depending on your consciousness.
Vastavalt oma teadvusele.
Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam chajanti kalevaram. Tam tam nivaiti konteya sadata bhavabhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits this body.
Et ükskõik, mida inimene ka ei mäletaks surma hetkel.
O son of Kunti.
O Kunti poeg.
That state he will attain without fail.
Selle seisundi ta kindlasti ka saavutab.
So, what consciousness are you cultivating?
Küsimus on, et aga mis teadlust teie kultiveerite?
When you get up in the morning, are you thinking, I must cultivate Krishna consciousness today?
Et kas te mõtlete niimoodi, et hommikul tõsid üles ja mõtled, et täna ma kultiveerin, täna ma arendan Krishna teadlust?
You may say, well, I have so many duties, I have to go to work, I'm a mother, I have to take care of my child, I said, these are the most important things.
Te võib-olla mõtlete, et ma pean minema tööle, mul on nii palju erinevaid kohustusi, ma olen ema, pean lapsest olitsema, et nii palju erinevaid asju.
If you don't put Krishna consciousness first within your mind, you're an enemy.
Et kui te Krishna teadvust ei pane esimeseks oma elus, siis te olete vaenlane.
Everyone that you relate with.
See olete kõigil kõigi vaenlane, kellega te suhtlete.
If you don't put Krishna consciousness first in your life, you're the enemy of everyone you relate with.
Et kui te ei pane Krishna teadvust oma elus esimeseks, siis
because by your, if we don't put Krishna consciousness first, that means we are putting sense gratification first.
Et kui me pane Krishna teadvust esimeseks, siis tähendab see seda, et me paneme meelde nautimise esimeseks.
And if we're setting that example of putting sense gratification first, we are an enemy of everyone we have relationship with.
Ja kui me paneme, siis teeme sellise eeskuju nagu, et paneme meelde nautimise esimeseks, siis paneme tegelikult kõigi vaenlased, kõigi nendega, kellega me suhtame.
Therefore, the first duty you have.
Ja selle, see pärast esimene kohustus, mis teil on.
As soon as you wake up in the morning,
nii päeva, kui te hommikul ärkate,
is to immediately remember, I am the devotee of Krishna.
Mõelda, et ma olen Krishna pühendunud.
Therefore, I must fully engage myself in Krishna consciousness.
Seega ma pean täielikult tõeliselt rakendama ennast täna Krishna teadusesse.
Jivera Svarupahai Krishnara Nityadas. I am the eternal servant of Krishna.
Et ma olen igavene Krishna teener.
Actually, to be devotee of Krishna, that's a very big title.
Tegelikult, et olla Krishna pühendumas, on väga, väga suur tiitel.
Right now, we are the devotee of our senses.
Hetkel me oleme oma meelte teedrid.
We are not devotees of Krishna.
Ei ole Krishna pühendunud.
But we know that we are meant to be devotees of Krishna.
Aga me teame, et me peaksime olema Krishna pühendunud.
So we have to train ourselves how to be devotees.
Seega peaksime ennast treenima, kuidas saada pühendunuteks.
So what is the very best training to train your consciousness how to be devotee?
Ja mis on siis kõige parem treening, et treenida oma teadust, et olla pühendunud?
This Hare Krishna mantra is the best training.
See Hare Krishna mantra on kõige parem treening.
Therefore we ask our students to chant at least 16 rounds every day on the Japa Mala.
Ja seega me palume kõikide oma õpilastel korrata 16 ringi mantrat iga päev.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Ja nüüd ma võin küsida teilt, et kas teil on küsimusi?
Yes.
I wanted to ask a question about explaining pure devotional service in detail. Maybe some hints what to do, what not to do, how to follow.
Pure devotional service means
et siin küsimus oli siis see, et et nagu detailse tee seletada natuke puhas pühendava teenimise, mida teha ja mida mitte teha.
Yeah, at least 16 rounds of Jagamala every day.
Puhas pühendava teenimise on seda, et vähemalt korrata 16 ringi helmestel iga päev.
Follow the four regular principles.
Järgida neile reguleerivad printsiipi.
And avoid the 10 nama aparad.
Ja vältida 10 nama aparadat.
If you will do these three things,
kui kolm asja teha,
at least 16 rounds for regular principles and avoid the 10 nama aparad.
Vähemalt 16 ringi, neli reguleerivad printsiipi ja vältida seda 10 nama aparadat solangud püha nime vastu.
And you are situated in pure devotional service.
Siis te olete puhtas pühendatud teenimises.
It's that simple.
See on tegelikult nii
lihtne. Not difficult.
Ei ole keeruline.
Someone has to know what the nama parads are.
Inimene peab teada, mis on need nama parads olnud püha nime vastu.
To be critical of devotees, to blaspheme the devotees.
Esimene on see, et kritiseerida pühendureid.
To not appreciate the good qualities of the devotees.
Ja nagu mitte siis hinnata pühendurite häid omadusi.
That is opera.
See on solvanga parada.
The second offense is to consider the demigods on the same level with Krishna.
Ja järgmine solvang on see, et sa arvad, et pool jumalad on samas staatuses kui Krishna.
Their defense is disobey Guru's orders.
Kolmas solvang on see, et mitte järgida Guru juhendusi.
Your spiritual master gives you an instruction, you must carry them.
Et kui on õpetanud teile juhenduse, siis te peate seda järgida.
And if there is difficulty to carry it out, then you should approach him and explain you're having difficulty.
Ja kui teil on raskus selle juhenduse täide viimisel, siis peate minema uuesti kurjuga küsima, et aga mul on mingi raskus, et tuleb seda kohe rääkida.
So he can help you to become properly situated in Guru Seva.
Ja siis ta aitab teil korralikult olla siis rakendades Guru Sevasse.
To blaspheme the Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version, that's an offense.
Ja samuti siis ka teatada veedasid või neid pühakirju, mis on kooskõlas veedadega, see on ka solvang.
To make some mundane interpretation of the holy name.
Ja siis on ka solvang see, et kui sa siis kuidagi nagu materialistlikult tõljenas seda püha nime.
To consider the chanting Hare Krishna as an auspicious ritualistic activity for material advancement.
Ja samuti on solvang ka siis mõelda, et arengisse kordamine on lihtsalt mingisugune häid tulemusi toov materialistlik viljadav tegevused.
To commit sins and the strength of chanting.
Ja samuti ka see, et nagu pühanime kordamise jõul sooritada patre. Ja see on solvang.
To instruct the glories of a holy name to the faithless person.
Ja samuti on ka solvang anda nagu seda juhendusi ütleme inimesele, kelle pole usku.
In other words, that doesn't mean we shouldn't preach.
See ei tähenda seda, et me ei peaks ütlema.
It means you have to preach in such a way that people do not become blasphemous.
See peab sellisel viisil jutlustama, et inimesed ei muutuks nagu selliseks nagu solvavaks või teotavaks, et nad ei muutuks selliseks.
Connect them on whatever level they can be connected.
Et nagu ühendama neid sellisel üksik, mis tasemel on võimelt nagu neid ühendama siis.
Prabhupada, when he was going on the morning walk, sometimes he would just say good morning to people. He wouldn't even say Hare Krishna. He'd say good morning to the man.
Endes kui sina Prabhupada läks hommikul jalutuskäigule, siis ta ütles inimestel tere hommikust, head hommikult, ta ütles Hare Krishna neile.
You see? If they can appreciate a devotee.
Et kui inimesed on suudavad nagu pühendunud hinnata.
They make advancement.
See on tegelikult arenevad.
So try to deal with people in such a way they all appreciate you and they like you.
Ja püüdke siis inimestega suhelda sellisel viisil, et nad kõik teid hindaksid ja te neile meeldiksid.
And this way you can preach to the whole world.
Ja niimoodi suudate siis kogu maailmale jutlustada.
And not be guilty of the ninth of them.
Ja selliselt võite siis kogu maailma jutlustada ja mitte olla siis süüdi selle solvang sooritamises.
And don't maintain material attachment.
Ja samuti ka ärge jätke, hoidke materiaalset kiindumusi endas.
Simply be attached to Krishna.
Lihtsalt olge kiindunud Krishnasse.
And whatever you can engage in Krishna's service, that's all right, you can do them.
Ja mis iganes te saate Krishna teenimise rakendada.
I'm not saying you have to be a sannyasi and go live in the forest.
Ma ei ütle, et peaks olema seriaalsi ja minema metsa elama.
If you want to be married, you can be married. You can engage your wife in Krishna service.
Kui te tahate olla abielus, siis on abielus ja rakendage oma abikaasa, oma naine, Krishna teenimisse.
If one wants to remain brahmachari, they can do that for Krishna.
Ja kui ei tahab olla brahmachari, siis sa saab ka seda teha Krishna heaks.
Whatever your nature is, you can engage that in Krishna service.
Mis iganes on teie loomus, te saate Krishna teenimisse rakendada.
Any other question?
Если
ну, семья и действительно у нас планируется обязанности, о чем сегодня был разговор, то получается меньше времени служению, да, его духовному развитию. То есть получается оно как бы все время внутри, но это конфликт все время, что тебе надо заниматься обязанностями, там, работой, чем-то еще, отношения с другими, но при этом ты чувствуешь, что ты это время забираешь вот от практики, а очень хочется вот что делать в этом случае. Потому что если ты начинаешь меньше обязанностями, то тогда вот опять такая ситуация может возникнуть. То есть ухудшается положение вообще. То есть что делать? То есть как вот время это? Баланс.
Ясно.
Или не нужен баланс, или потом он придет. Вот.
Ага. Ясно. Хорошо. This very nice question. Very nice. Tell eesti keelde see, et siis kõik saavad aru ka, kes ei saanud.
Kui on nagu see vaimse praktika areng, selle jaoks on vaja palju aega rakendada, aga samas nagu selle tõttu sul jääb nagu vähem tähelepanu perekonnale, siis tekib niisugune sisemine konflikt, mida siis teha või see tuleb pärast poole ise enesest.
See tasakaal.
See tasakaal.
Okei.
Okay.
Yes, I just had him translate to Estonian, so Karuna Sinduvel, not as can understand.
So the question is that when one is like a devotee, a grihasta, how to say, there are many these family duties, but at the same time there is this spiritual practice, and one likes to engage in spiritual practice, but at the same time all these duties take up much time, so it's like you...
Much time
and energy. And you have to like, many people they cut like from this spiritual practice time. So it like, no, you get less and less time.
Here's the trick. Get up early, do 16 rounds first thing.
Siin ongi nüüd siis mõte. Varakult üles ja kus see siingi ära korrata.
And then you can dive full steam into your material duties all day long.
Ja siis sa võid tegelikult kus see siingi ära ja siis täie auruga. Paned oma kohustuse sisse, lendad.
But because you chanted 16 good rounds, you'll be in Krishna consciousness. See, this is all for Krishna.
Et kuna sa kordasid kuusest ringi, nagu sa oled Krishna teaduses ja mõtled, et vaata see kõik, mis sa teed, on Krishna jaoks.
But if you don't chant, then it'll just be sense gratification.
Aga kui sa seda mantrati korda hommikul, siis kõik saab olema.
Rise early before sunrise.
Et tõuse enne hommikul, enne päikuse tõusu.
Chant 16 first class rounds.
Ja korda 16 esmaklassilist ringi.
Then your whole day will be in Krishna's service. Even if you have to go here, go there, to do so many material duties, they'll all be in a state of Krishna consciousness.
Ja siis kui pead sa minema siia või sinna, et siis kõik sinu tegevused saavad olema Krishna teaduses.
In the evening after all those material duties, then you can read some shastra.
Ja pärast siis, kui need tegevused on tehtud, siis õhtu näiteks võid lugeda pühakirju.
It's called the transcendental sandwich.
Transcendentaalseks võileivaks.
You have two pieces of bread, you see, and you get all the lettuce and tomatoes in the middle, you see.
Et on nagu kaks siis seda nagu leivatükki, eks ole viilu, ja siis on igasugused
you get 16 rounds in the morning, you see.
Et kuuses ringi hommikul.
And you got Krishna book at the end.
Ja Krishna raamat on lõpus.
That's the sandwich. In the middle you do all those material duties.
Ja see on siis see võileiv, et siin keskel on see kõik need sinu kohustused.
Driving a taxi or, you know, cleaning the street or whatever your duties are. Going to school.
Et taksiga,
doing your homework.
Taksaga sõites, tänavad koristades, koolis käies.
All that mundane stuff, you know.
Kõik siuke nagu main asja, mis iganes.
If you got in the middle of those, the Krishna consciousness in the morning, Krishna consciousness in the evening.
Ja ongi niimoodi, et noh, hommikul Krishna teadus, õhtul Krishna teadus ja vahepeal siis paned selle oma tegevused.
Ei, thank you.
Any other question? Hendrik?
Kui me nüüd sisuliselt oleme Karuna sindu hukka mõistnud, et ta on kõike valesti teinud, siis ei teada ikkagi, mida teha. raha ju advokaati võtmiseks ei ole. See advokaat võib olla täis üdini materialist, kes juba eos arvab, et siin ei olegi mõtet teeks viigutada. Ta ei saagi üldse aru, mida nad peab tegema see advokaat. Miks kaitsta sellist inimest, kes ei suutnud oma peret toita ja tema saab oma raha nii või teisiti, aga tema, aga karunasid on ikka kaotaja. Mm-hmm. Mida ta siis oma kaitseks peaks ütlema?
Mm-hmm. Okei. Okay. This is not good, you know. Like, I had this very much negative, attitude towards this, that, you know, yeah, you can go, you're a fool. But why senior devotees act like this?
They must be thinking that to do Harinam, it should be a full Harinam party, make it very attractive thing. They're probably thinking, well, people think it's a little weird that two people standing on the street and singing.
Tõenäoliselt siis need põhimõtteliselt mõtlevad seda, et kui ikka on harinaam, see on suur harinaama seltskond, et mitte ainult, et see on natuke imelik, kui vaadata, et seal kaks tükki laulavad.
But my personal opinion is that if you do it nicely, there's no difficulty. I used to go out, my temple president sent me out, I used to sit on the college campus with a harmonium all by myself, and I would, with a bowl of Simply Wonderfuls, and I would chant and sing, and I made a devotee. I made devotees. Just all with one man Harinam, I made devotees.
Et Srila Gurudeva isiklik arvamus on see, et kui kas üksida minna, et kui seda ilusti teha, siis on kõik hästi. Ja näiteks, et tema templi president, kui tema kunagi oli siis Brahmacharya templis, siis saatis ta ka minna sinna ülikooli kuhugi alale, eks ole, läks harmooniumiga, eks ole, üksinda laulis see Hare Krishnat ja tagaseid komme, eks ole, rasaadame komme ja niimoodi tegi põhjusõreid.
Do you see any difficulty with two devotees going on Harinam?
It depends on how they behave.
How they do it, yeah.
Et küsimus on selles, et küsis, et kas vaatad sinä mingi probleemi selles või raskust nende kahekesi minna. Et selle peale siis vaatakse üldse, et sõltub selles, kuidas te teete seda. Kuidas
te teete. What appearance they make.
Yeah. Et sõltub selles, kuidas te välja näete. Et kuidas see kogu see asi nagu, mis mulje see jätab, et selles sõltub see kõik.
If you make an attractive presentation, then it's very good, but if you look how it's a matter of how you present yourself, how you're dressed, how you behave.
Et see sõltub sellest, et kuidas sa seda esitate, et kuidas te riides olete, kuidas te käitute, kuidas teete seda.
I actually made two devotees just by sitting down by myself with a harmonium and singing Hare Krishna.
Kui ütleb, et kui ta siis kunagi Brahmacharyna üksinda laulis harmooniumiga Hare Krishna, siis ta kaks inimest said pühendanud seal selle.
Yeah, I was nicely dressed with a saffron robe, shaved head, tilak, and a nice bowl of Simply Wonderful. And I just sat down on the college campus and I chanted Hare Krishna. One student came, I gave him a Simply Wonderful. He dropped out of school and joined the Brahmacharya Ashram.
et tema oli, no sellest, et oli safranis, eks safrani tootija kõik ja tiilak oli ees, eks ole, ja laulis ja jagas neid komme ja siis jah, üks üliõpilane tuli ka ja etis kooli poole
the Prabha disciple, his name is Shamakundada
ja see pühendunu, kes hakkas
and then I went across the street from the campus and I did the same thing by a store across the street from the campus
ja siis ma läksin üle tee teisele poole tänavate sama asja tegin seal.
And a girl who was working in the store, she came to our temple and she met me doing the kirtan there with my harmonium and I invited her to the temple. She came to the temple and she also surrendered, became a disciple of Prabhupada, Harinam Devi Dasi.
Et samuti ka üks tüdruk, kes töötas selles poes, et see tüdruk kuulas mind laulmas ja tuli minu juurde, siis tuli ka pärast templisse ja
simply by sitting down singing or playing the harmonium and with a bowl of Simply Wonderful.
Ja oligi niimoodi, et lihtsalt on mängisin harmooniumiga, laulsin ja mul lihtsalt kausikene neid lihtsalt suurepäraseid komme.
So it's a matter of how you present yourself.
Et küsimus on selles, et kuidas te ennast siis nagu esitate.
If you look like a kook or a weirdo, it may not be very good.
Et kui see on nagu selline
kukuu. Kui sa oled selline natuke nagu imelik näed välja, et siis võibolla inimesed nagu...
But if you can present yourself as a very first class realized person,
aga kui ikka esitlete ennast, kui esmaklassilist ennast teadustanud inimest, siis on kõik hästi.
Who has realized a higher truth.
Et kes on teadustanud kõrgemat tõde.
Who can lighten people in the higher truth.
Kes suudavad valgustada teisi kõige kõrgemas tões.
Then even one man Harinam is good.
Siis ka ühe mehe Harinam on väga hea.
Aga see, et ma ei ole valgustanud, see teine küsimuselt öeldi, et see inimene, kes ei ole võimeline päästa, ta ei tohi õpetaja olla. Praegu tuleb välja, et mingil määral ma olen õpetaja, siis inimesed tulevad selle Harinama peale, raamatute peale, ma olen loengud, siis ma olen õpetaja. Aga ma ei ole päästud, et ma tahan oma miili veel nautida.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Mm-hmm. Aga ma ei anna seda õpetuset endale. Ma neid tippu inimesi toon vaimse õpetaja juurde. Mm-hmm. Minu inimesi oli nad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Igor is asking that, but it said like in today's verse that one should not become a spiritual master. He cannot deliver dependence from the derivative. But if he's like doing Harinam, and they're also doing like regularly Sunday programs, he's like, let's say, giving lecture, like, you know, preaching. He's like, but in that sense, he's also like a spiritual master in a sort of a way.
Yes, yeah.
But at the same time, he says, but I'm not completely fully realized, you know. I still...
No, let's just think, as long as you're pure in your practice, then it is okay.
Vaat, kui ütleb seda, et nii kaua, kui sa nagu oled puhas oma vaimses praktikas, nii kaua on nagu kõik okei.
Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Et kas iga päev kordad 16 ringi?
Are you following all four regulated principles?
Kas järgid kõiki nelja reguleerivad prinsiipi?
Viimast 5% ei saa jagu.
Kolm.
Põhimõtteliselt kolm siis või?
Three?
Peaaegu.
How many?
Väike juhu.
You're following one?
Neil has six principles.
You're following one, two, three or four of them. How many are you following?
Three principles. When it comes to this sex principle, this is lacking.
Which one is it?
Sex.
Sex.
Sex? So give up that nonsense there.
Nii et ütleb, et loobu sellest mõtetust seksist. Nonsense.
Ma nagu loobusin, aga nagu loom lähen. Ma veel ei suuda päris. Ma ei tea, mida teha.
No,
kibedaks läheb, kibedamaks läheb.
Mis on seal kibedamaks?
Väiksemaks.
Et, well, Igor is saying that he was like more renouncing this illicit sex, but still he went like an animal, you know, back. But now, how to say, it's becoming a little bit, how to say, reduced. This.
Give it up completely now. That's my instruction.
No minu juhendus sulle, et praegu, loobuses kohe praegu. Loobuses.
Stop this nonsense.
He wants to be effective in his preaching, he has to give up
and
follow the
person.
You want to be a preacher, you have to follow.
But siin ongi nüüd see, et sa oled efektiivne olla oma jutlustamises, eks ole? Et kui sa pead olema efektiivne, et käigu, kuidas see ongi? Kiigutada.
Õhku viska.
Et kui sa oled efektiivne oma jutlustamises olla, Igor, et siis sa pead järgima kõike printsiipa. Because I'm also thinking that if a person follows all the principles, then it's like he has like more spiritual potency than a person who is not following. They can speak the same words, but there is this different potency, right? This is correct.
That's correct.
Et ma küsisin kuruga seda, et ma, kas ma olen õigest aru saanud, et ütleme inimene, kui te järgid kõiki prinsiipe, eks ole, inimene, kes ei järgi, eks ole, nad võivad rääkida täpselt samasid sõnasid, eks ole, sõnasid, aga see vaimne potents, eks ole, mis tuleb läbi on sõnale, see on erinev, eks ole, et see on efektiivne, siis kui inimene nagu räägib, järgib, et siis kuulesid just, et see on õige aru saanud. Kus on
see? Такой вопрос, что он, судя по всему, зависть. Я просто этого слова не знаю, как по-английски.
В общем,
I don't know what these words on English. No, it's...
You can mention,
по-русски.
В общем, ситуация такая. Есть непреданный человек, да? И есть преданный. То есть, действительно, он и тренирован, все, причем, по-моему, даже два раза, если такое, то есть браман. И такая ситуация, что из-за зависти, то есть что-то вот его там преданного, у преданного зависть по отношению к непреданному, да, он начинает говорить всякую ерунду.
Вот Тима там нельзя говорить сам рвать, зависть.
Про этого человека, про непреданного. То есть два конкретных человека.
Ага, и кейсом катера.
Пынендуну, как спорта имитирует, знаете, так и он катер.
You translate.
But I also right now don't understand some words in Russian, so we're just trying to understand it.
It's a three-way language problem.
Yeah, yeah. But we're managing. It's going.
So how are you going to give the translation to Gurdjieff if you don't understand?
No, Igor will help me.
No, English.
We'll do it like this, that he's going to say it in Russian. Igor is going to say it in Estonian for Karuna Sindhu and others to understand, and I will say it in English.
And how do you know that Igor is going to translate exactly? Is he capable?
Yeah, he's capable. Yeah, because he's capable. Sina vene keeles, siis Igor eesti keeles, siis mine inglise keeles, kõik on super.
То есть два человека.
Я понял, не объясняю. Как с ним вести? Üks on pühendanu,
teine... Как себя вести этому человеку? Что ему сказать? Как он вел?
Как ситуация нюкали? Как с ним вести? Он üks pühendanu, teine mitte pühendanu. See pühendanu, kaks korda initsieeritud brahman, räägib igasugust solki sellele mitte pühendanu. Kuidas nüüd käituda sellel inimesel, kes on mitte pühendanu, selle...
Надо с ним выяснять отношения или нет?
Кой сухтут, он ва тема,
Но чтобы он не говорил вокруг эти слова.
Это и рядик спики делает.
Которые к тому же не соответствуют.
Не все
и вас тоже. Ага, ага. Окей. So, Alexei Prabhu is asking this question that there is one devotee, like twice initiated, so it's like Brahman, and there is also like one person who is non-devotee. So, and this Brahman is talking to this non-devotee all sorts of things that are not according to our...
Initiated devotee is speaking bogus philosophy?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And this question is that how should this non-devotee behave towards this devotee who is speaking bogus things?
Should avoid him. Respect him, but keep a distance from him.
Nüüd ongi see, et peab teda austama, aga pigem nagu, no nagu vältida teda.
You think, well, at least he's chanting Hare Krishna, so that's...
Vähemalt ta kordab Hare Krishna, et see on hea.
So that's good, I respect him for that, but let me keep away from him.
Et ma austan teda sellepärast, aga parem nagu hoian ikka nad eemale temast.
So...
Jai!
All right, so we'll stop here. We thank you all very much for your participation. I was already thinking to end it. I was already thinking to end the class.
Oh, okay.
It says, I thought that he said Sankarshan Prabhu Ki Jai.
Ah,
kuulsin, et vaimsed õpetajad mõne ülistada teist.
Ah, sa ei olnud selle mõttega, et umbes, et lõpetab ära nüüd. Igor is saying that he just was very inspired by the answer.
He wasn't saying that to end the class.
Yeah, he wasn't saying that to end the class. He was like...
Igor would never do that.
Yeah, Igor ei teeks kunagi sellist asja.
No.
I was also like feeling, what is that then? But he was just glorifying, you know.
If Igor does that, I will give him a good kick.
Igor seda teeks mõnud, et hea, vatsa. Aga Kuru juba, noh, praegu mõtleski, et nüüd võiks juba jõuda.
That's it. So we thank you all very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Sankarshan Dasa Adhikari Ki
Jai.